Let us pray. Open thou our eyes, O Lord, that we may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. For Christ's sake. Amen. Fathers, on a faith race, I know that today is a special day for fathers. And I would have hoped that we had more fathers than we have this morning. However, I know that those who are here are representing the fathers of this church. God has special love for you for being here, and always too. John said in 1 John, I am writing to you fathers, I'm quoting, I am writing to you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you because you know him. And who is the him? God. You know God. And I'm trusting that you love God. So I am writing specially for you this morning. Your life, that you are still alive in the land of the living, shows that you are blessed. Last week, the U.S. hit 600,000 deaths because of COVID-19. And you are still here. And you are a father who knows God, who was from the beginning. God said, and let us make man in our own image. And so, can you know this morning that you are the image of God? That you are the one representing God here on earth. That's who you are. And do not let anyone tell you otherwise. Because you are the image of God, you are very special. And when God made man in his own image, he gave them duties to do. We're not talking about the Garden of Eden, because they did a good job until the enemy came to disorganize God's plans for the man. This morning, we're going to talk about your duties, no longer in the Garden of Eden, but I guarantee you, you have your own Garden of Eden today. One of them is in your home. That's your Garden of Eden. And the first job that you have is on your wife. Why? Because you became a father. However, you became maybe a husband, a boyfriend, or a significant other before you became a dad. And so God has a duty for you as a husband. God decided to make a woman for you. That it's not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper for him. And he did. And that helper, God is saying something to you this morning. And I will read it. It's not me. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave up himself for her. You have no clue how magnificent this duty is. Love your wives just as Christ loved the church. Remember, Christ gave himself for the church. What is the Bible saying? Give your life for your wife. You'll be like, why? You know, I mean, she's not. Yeah, that's a duty. That's a job. I don't care how she behaves. I really don't. For sure. And do you know why? I'm quoting. I'm not saying it, remember? So don't be mad at me. And don't hate on me. No, I'm not the one. If you want to be angry, just be angry up here. Why would you love her? I'm quoting. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain, without wrinkle, without blemish. Be holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, I'm quoting, remember, after all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man leaves father and mother and so on and so forth because of time. However, I'm still quoting, each of you also must love his wife as he loves himself. And the Bible puts this, and the wife must respect her husband. Why is there this emphasis on love, 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 love? Oh, because it's so needed. And I won't stand here to start talking about divorce. I won't stand here to start talking about separation. I won't stand here to talk about abuse happening in our homes. Could it be because the fathers and the mothers do not read this? Is it because of that? That's one duty. And we need grace. We need faith. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Abel. By faith, Moses. By faith, this person. By faith. That's the only way you can do it. Another duty that we have as fathers. Remember, I'm not saying that you're not doing it. Maybe you are. And if you are, bravo to you. But if you aren't, today is the day to start and know that it's a duty. It's not whether or not. Second duty, love your children. Be a good father. We heard about the prodigal son. He went away. He came back. The father was there for him. I wanted to do a sermon in my other church. Where are the fathers? Where are they? Go to school. Where is your dad? I don't even know my dad. My dad is somewhere there. Where are our fathers? Especially among certain groups of people. You look for fathers, you don't see them. They are somewhere else. I'm a single mom. I'm this. I'm just a baby mama. I don't even know I don't even know whose father. Where are they? Most of the troubles that we have in this country is because the fathers are nowhere to be found. And sometimes, unfortunately, the mothers take the role of the fathers, reversing roles, Don't let your wife make you to not be the father of the house. You are. Mothers should be mothers of the house. Do not be the father of the house if the children have their fathers. I told you a story of someone that came, I already did, and said, you know, in the house, the person that came to do my painting on the wall, she said, "Oh, yeah, so how are you? I'm fine. Are you new?" "Yes, I'm new. You know, I'm a new pastor, a pastor at Memorial Presbyterian Church in Dayton." And the lady said, "Pastor, you or your husband?" And I was trying to muster up courage to say, "Me, why not me?" Fesor came. Fesor was there, and Fesor said, "Her husband is dead." So he took care of the whole thing. Sometimes people think that we, women, can't do anything. Sometimes people think that women, if, you know, why would you be a pastor if you're a woman? Yes, you can. The reason that people are doing it is that sometimes the men have made us to be below what we are supposed to be. Sometimes the men have made the children of the house to think that it's only the fathers that can do some things. But if you take your role seriously as a father, you are doing your role as a father joyfully, also complimenting and helping other people to exist in their roles. And so I am talking about children this time. Your duty as a father in the home will also, if you're doing well, it will help also the woman to do her own well. Why? Because I am careful to say this, you are the head of the house. And I told you right here that I said this before, and a couple had problem with that. And they said, "Why would you say that he is the head? He is not the head." But I am telling you, not me, from the Bible, that the man is the head of the home, whether your wife wants to accept it or not. And you will give account of your wife, you will give account of your children to God. Be a good father to your children. Love on them. Whatever it takes to love your child, love that child. Don't give away your child. You have a child here, you leave him, go again to another woman and have another child and leave that child and go another way. Stop doing that, because you will give account to the Lord. You will definitely go and find your child and be a father to your child. Model God's love, model it. And the Bible says, when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up, let the word of God be in your mouth. You cannot be a good father without being a Bible student. You cannot be a good father without having the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot guarantee it. You can have all the money though, but money doesn't do it. Train your children. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Shape your family's ideology. Joshua said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." That's Deuteronomy 24:15. Own it. You see this home that the Lord has given to me. We will serve the Lord when you start saying it. Every single time you're talking about the Lord, guaranteed your wife and your children will follow suit. Sometimes they go their way because they look at you, you have nothing to offer. You don't even pray with your children and wives. Why? How do you exist? How do you exist without praying with them, calling them together, sitting together with them, asking them about school, saying, okay, can we pray about this? What's your problem? How did it go at school? What did your teacher do? How was it with your school? Can we pray together? You don't hold hands to pray. You don't read the Bible. You get up in the morning. Maybe you drink your coffee or you do something or you start watching TV. The children are watching you. They are. And they grow up doing the same. But you can do better than that. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. You know God. Model God in everything that you do. Affirm your children. Encourage them. Comfort them. Urge them to live lives worthy of God. Another is advocate for your kids. Look at the prodigal son. The father advocated for him. When the other brother started mouthing, I did everything. The father said, everything that I own is yours. So what are you talking about? This one was lost. And I just found him. Why wouldn't I accept? He advocated for him. He stood for him. Stand for your kids. Discipline your children. That's another biggie. And especially in the U.S. We leave our kids to do whatever. They have their minds of their own. They don't have no minds of nothing when they are little. You shape that mind. Because there's foolishness in the children. That's what the Bible said. I didn't say it. And then the Bible says, moreover, we all have human fathers who disciplined us and we respected them for it. Proverbs 3:11-12. Fathers who discipline their children are respected. If you don't discipline them, they go out and do whatever, and they will blame you in the future. If they need to stop, tell them to stop. I am not a father. I stay with Feso, and I know what I go through. And you all can tell, no, can I, because of time, can I continue? He said, no, don't continue, because I have to finish. And if he was home, for example, and it's something that I have to continue, I would be like, I have to continue, stop. And I will insist on the stop. Cut it off now. And if you do whatever you think you are supposed to do to discipline, and he grows up and chooses to do otherwise, at least you are happy you did your part. And I'm not saying, even though the Bible says, train them, and when they grow up, they will not depart from it. What if they decide to depart from it? That's their choice. You have done your own part, and you should be happy. You should be thankful. Discipline them. Set your priorities right. Some of us are proud of our children because they are good in sports, they are good in academics. They are all beautiful things. But the first thing that should make you happy is that they are in God. That's the only thing that will keep them. And 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. That's the one thing that will make you joyful, that they are working in the Lord. Do not frustrate your children. And fathers, I'm quoting Ephesians 4, and fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Don't embitter your children by the whatever that you do. You get drunk and your kids are watching you? No. You do all kinds of things and your children are watching you? Anything that you're telling your children not to do, please do not do it. Because you are discouraging them. You are confusing life out of them. And it's not fair to them. Live right. They will watch you. They would like to be like you. So be vigilant, please. And provide for your need, for the needs of your family. That's what the Bible says. Try the much you can. If you can't, at least you have worked hard. But try, provide for them, provide for your wives, provide for your children. That's what God expects you to do, and all by faith. Without faith, it's impossible for you to be able to do it. So, how are you in your faith race? Are you doing well? It's not too late. Even though your kids are all grown, what about your grandkids? What about your nephews and nieces? What about your neighbors? You are that to them. Do the best you can, and the Lord would definitely bless you. Amen.